On the line now, I have Councillor Deirdre Heaney, Fianna Fáil. Good morning, Deirdre. How are you?
Good morning, Noel. I'm very good.
So how's things going on the campaign trail?
Well, it's 5 weeks till the 23rd of May this Friday. The campaign trail is up and running. We had a launch in Harry Burns last Wednesday evening, and it's full steam ahead now. There's a lot of, I suppose, concerns being expressed about general, I suppose you could call them national issues, even though they affect people very much locally. There's a lot of national issues being raised, and these would be relating to loss of medical card and the general difficulties some people are experiencing with mortgage repayments. And then there's other issues being raised about, you know, property tax and the unfairness of that tax, the water charges, and just general, the high cost of living.
Do you think sometimes people mix you up with, you know, what your function is as a councillor? You mix you up with the senators and the daughters.
Sometimes people find it difficult, or they don't differentiate between a full-time politician who's a TD, who has staff, and then the councillor who doesn't have any staff and is basically operating a one-man show. But I suppose all issues of concern to people are local to them. So, like last night, I was out and I met two people in Donnycarney who are experiencing serious issues in relation to their mortgage repayments. So the discussion kind of centred around approaching both their mortgage providers and asking them to, I suppose, re-examine the packages they had to try and make it over a longer period of time so that they could reduce their mortgage repayments and just not have to worry about every bill that comes in the door. So that was one of the issues that I spoke to two people about last night. But generally, I suppose, as a councillor, my concern relates to general quality of life issues, and you can include your ability to pay your bills into that. But in terms of what I can do, would be to put an emphasis on where money that we get into the City Council is spent locally, and that would be, you know, roads, footpaths, public lighting, libraries. An awful lot of emphasis nowadays, Noel, is around healthy living. There's a lot of people now who are very concerned about keeping a healthy lifestyle, and they like to make sure that they can, you know, walk, go for walks or cycle. Teenagers and young people, you know, want to have nice facilities or reasonable facilities for any kind of sports, be it football or hurling or basketball.
And of course, the parks, young people. Yeah, and the parks have put in a lot of facilities there for people to do things as well, like up in Father Collins.
Father Collins Park, there was for a long time, since I got involved in politics, I always ask youngsters, you know, what is it that they'd like? And a lot of youngsters over the years have told me that they'd love to have a skate park. And so I put in a lot of kind of effort trying to emphasise, when we were putting the Father Collins Park scheme together, that look at children had been expressing a view that they wanted to have a skate park. So there is that facility there for them. And then there's ramps there that youngsters really, really enjoy. Last weekend, I was out on Saturday and I met two young boys in different houses who wanted, they said if they could, they'd like to be able to have the road, their road, with no cars and they could play football. And that's one of the things, actually, that I have been pressing at City Council level now for a number of months, nearly a year. It's called the Bristol Experiment, where over at Bristol Borough Council, they have introduced these things called street play orders, where a group of residents from whatever road, be it Clanmoyle Road or, you know, Clontarf Road, well, maybe not Clontarf Road because that's a very, very busy road traffic-wise, but, you know, any residential road where you could, say, for 2 hours during a day per month or every 3 months, you could, you know, close off your road, and there would only be access to local traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the road would be closed off to traffic for, say, 2 hours on a nice sunny afternoon, where old and young and everywhere in between can come out and relax and enjoy the community of each other.
Because like a street park, without anything around, without being over.
Yeah, like a street park.
But the only thing about that for me is I find, as I'm listening to you talking, one thing that creaks me a bit is in some of the areas where they have a lot of green space for playing on. Maybe it's to do with safety or whatever, but a lot of kids will still insist on playing. I'm not complaining, I'm just putting a point of view. I've heard people saying it, and these comments from other people saying, well, okay, but they have two. In one particular area, there's three green areas quite big enough to play a game of football on, but still they insist on playing on the road. So sometimes it mightn't work out.
That is an issue that comes up. But what I'm talking about, this is to bring children, you know, as young as 2 years old, out on a little bicycle, and a woman who's 88 years old, who probably has never met the little two-year-old. It's about a sense of community, and I've seen it working. I've looked at videos of it, and the city management is going along with it, as are all the city councillors. They think this is a good idea, and it was just something that came up on Saturday, where two young boys in two different houses said, I wish I could play on the road. Now, they're only small little lads, but I actually think it's a very, very positive thing.
Yes, it sounds like a good idea. Can I ask you, Edward, on the campaign trail, two things. Have you come across a certain amount of disillusion with people towards politics? And also, for yourself, being Fianna Fáil, has the flak stopped being coming at you, for instance?
Well, I suppose the worst possible time for me was in the 2009 local elections. That was very, very bad. I found that very, very difficult indeed to go out and campaign. It was very, very tough. It wasn't like that in the general election of 2011 where I campaigned for the party. There was a more kind of a, there wasn't that much aggression, certainly when I compared to 2009. And this time around, I suppose people are recognising me personally. I put in a lot of work. You know, I'm constantly out communicating with people through my newsletter or through my website, and I distribute a calendar every year, and I go out knocking on doors throughout the year. And I suppose people, no, I won't say they're disheartened with politicians generally. They want to engage, and they want help, and they want you to give them advice. Now, look, there are some people who are totally disheartened with politics, and they won't vote, and they're annoyed. And that's, you know, you're entitled to be annoyed. This is a democracy. I prefer to live in a democracy than the alternative. I have a job to do. I have to communicate with my constituents. If they're annoyed with me because of my political party, I accept that. I know things happened in the past. I know there was a lot of money spent in areas that shouldn't have been spent, but I also know there was a lot of investment put into areas that it should have been done. And I think, you know, there was a lot of good things done. Unfortunately, we came through a bad period, and I accept that people can be annoyed about those things. But I have to say, honestly, Noel, you know, I'm looking forward to going out again canvassing this evening.
Okay, can I ask you,
I enjoy it.
As regards with the structures and the change, I think 2000 you started off, you're 14 years if I'm not mistaken.
Well, 1999.
Coming on to 15. I mean, the structures now that's changed, where there's more people involved, and some of your own, like you've got Gahi in there now in competition with yourself, two people from the same party going in. Does that type of structure make the whole game, make it a game change?
Well, no, there isn't. I suppose in my particular instance,
you're very popular, dear, but so is he. You know what I mean? So it makes it more difficult.
Well, Fianna Fáil would always have, you know, more than one person running. Obviously, we're only on 14% in the opinion polls. I think it's going to be very difficult to retain one seat. Party headquarters feel that there's an opportunity to get two seats. If that's the case, I'm going to try very, very hard to get myself elected and hopefully my running mate. Mm-hmm. But personally speaking, I don't see two seats, but I'm going to certainly try and firstly get myself re-elected and then hopefully get a second, get my running mate elected.
Okay.
But it's very tight for Fianna Fáil and Dublin. We're doing very, very well nationally. I think the last poll showed us at 25% nationally. But when you look at the small print, Noel, mm-hmm. Fianna Fáil is on 14% in Dublin, and that means one seat in Clontarf, mm-hmm. The way I look at the figures. And it's all about looking at the figures at the end of the day. You know, it's
well,
it's,
young blood, young camp. Blood. You're a young woman and young blood. I always like to see young blood coming into it. But another thing about as well, I've been talking to councillors over the past couple of weeks that are taking part in the election from different constituencies, and some of them, when you ask them, for instance, what affects their constituents, and some of them are sort of saying, well, okay, we're going to have, hopefully, with the charge, the property tax and stuff like that, we're going to get some money and we're going to maybe get it lowered and maybe make sure it doesn't get any higher. But now the city manager, in a statement in the paper last week, sort of put a kibosh in that, saying, no, there's no money going to be coming out here at all. Has that part been said to you at all? Anything
well,
about that?
People are disappointed that the Minister for the Environment, Phil Hogan, said that the money we were paying in the property tax was going to come back to local government, and that's not happening. And mm-hmm. that has annoyed people. I'm sure Fine Gael politicians are getting that at the doors. But I suppose It's a bit hard to take. Mm-hmm. The city manager told us at the end of last year that the property tax wasn't coming to local government, which had been part of the legislation when we were told this was being introduced. It was being introduced to improve local services, but that's mm-hmm. not happening, Noel, and that is a source of serious annoyance to me.
All the councils get together from the city, because I mean statistically the way everything is divided up, I mean they make it sound very plausible. Say you get a small county who are getting more say than Dublin to an extent, and they give valid reasons in that, but can you fight that and say, well, hold on for a minute.
Well, I am fighting it,
okay.
You know. I'm fighting it as much as I can, and my party is fighting it. The property tax, Noel, is a very, very anti-Dublin tax. Because my house, I live on Collins Avenue East, and it's a very modest corporation-built house. But I can guarantee you that if I was living in a big house with plenty of green space around me, somewhere like Kilkee in County Clare, that house would be paid, the owner of that house would be paying a third of what I'm paying in my house.
Well, that's
it doesn't take into account of what your salary is and your ability to pay. There's a lot of people living in Clontarf and living in Donnycarney and in Merino and Fairview and all over the Clontarf ward who might be living in fine houses, but they're not earning, you know, huge amounts of money.
But that's
now,
a given.
That's not to say that they're not earning, but I'm just saying there's no account being taken of the property, the cost of property and the cost of living in Dublin versus the cost of living in other parts of the country. Yet most of the property tax, as we know and as Phil Hogan has said, is going to be spent outside of Dublin.
Okay, well,
that's not fair.
I know all that, but I hear people talking on the street now and all this talk about the housing crisis and all like that sort of carry on. But a lot of people are more, and the bubble's starting to come back and there's disputes about this, that and the other. But more people are saying, well, okay, all I can see is that the house prices in Dublin, if you mentioned them, depending on where you're living, are going straight up. And what does that mean? It means we're going to pay more taxes, no matter what way the housing crisis is, because your house will be just by the estate agents, the price will be put up. And this is what people are talking about on the street at the moment.
That's what people are talking to me about. The property tax is very unfair on Dublin people.
But what the future they see, the way they're talking about house prices now, that if your house goes up, to me, for instance, and I've heard people saying it as well, that unless you're going to sell, your house price shouldn't fluctuate at all. If it's a home, it's a home. If it's a business, it's a business. Then I don't mind the price going up. But otherwise, what other things are your constituents concerned about?
Well, I suppose in terms of, I suppose, city council stuff, there's a serious issue, and I know it's difficult to think about it on a lovely morning like this morning, mm-hmm. Noel, but the issue of flooding is one that we're constantly battling, whether it's coastal flooding from the seafront there in Clontarf, or whether it's due to, you know, issues in the Clanmoyle area where the system just can't cope with the heavy rainfall. A couple of years ago, Clanmoyle Road in Donnycarney was flooded 3 times in 2 years. So that's a serious issue of concern, and it's something we're working on. The Office of Public Works and Dublin City Council are currently working in at the back of Clontarf Golf Club. Mm-hmm. By the way, Clontarf Golf Club have been great neighbours, and they're being very, very helpful to try and bring about a solution to the difficulties that the people in Clanmoyle Road have experienced in recent years, and that is to prevent any further flooding happening again. That's a serious issue. Noel, mm-hmm. There's another issue that just happens as a result of heavy rainfall and basically blocked shores. Mm-hmm. So another issue is trying to clean up and unblock shores from basically from autumn leaves. It's a bit of a nightmare in certain areas where autumn leaves are just a huge problem in terms of collection of them. But that's an issue that has been raised with me on a constant basis.
Okay, finally, can I finally ask you now, dear, because we're running out of time for yourself. Okay. We need more women in the Dáil. Are you hoping to get in there sooner rather than later? Because women have made great leaps.
That's something that I really do aspire to. I ran in the local elections in 2002. I did very well. Unfortunately, not well enough to get myself elected. But I suppose my main focus at the moment is on the local elections, and I have to get myself elected to Dublin City Council in order for me to be in the running, to be considered by my party to be a candidate in the next general election. So if anybody is listening, please consider me for your number one vote.
Okay, can I ask you, does it turn into an every night activity now?
Every night, every evening, and then as it gets closer, it'll be all day, every day.
Wow, it's tough,
you know? So it's I suppose it's something that has to be done. You have to meet as many people as you can and mm-hmm. talk to them. And I've been working since the last local election, and I've been asking people, how can I help them? And now I'm asking people to help me to get re-elected. So
okay, Deirdre, thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you, and I hope to meet you sometime. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and I hope you get through in the next election.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you very much, dear. Bye.
Good morning.
Bye.
Good morning.
And that's Deirdre Heaney, and she's a Fianna Fáil candidate for Clontarf in the local elections coming up, as she said, the 23rd of May.